שירו לו, זמרו לו, שירו בכל נפלאותיו. שירו לו, זמרו לו, שירו בכל נפלאותיו. התעללו בשם קודשו, התעללו בשם קודשו. Yisrachem v'ashay Hashem Yisrachem v'ashay Hashem Yalelu b'shem kosho Yisrachem v'ashay Hashem Yisrachem v'ashay Hashem
כתוב, אתם ניצבים היום כולכם.
It says, you stand today, all of you. Meaning everything you went through, all the states you have experienced, whether states of gadlut or states of less than gadlut, which were considered in the intermediate or so, you take all those details, and you do not care, compare one degree in another, to another, because you do not care for any reward, but only for doing the Creator's will. He has commanded us to observe mitzvot, commandments, and to study Torah, and this is what we do like any common man of Israel. In other words, the state he is in right now is as important to him as when he thought he was in the state of Gadlut. At that time, the Lord your God makes with you this day. This means that then the Creator makes a covenant with him. In other words, precisely when one accepts his work without any conditions and agrees to do the holy work without any reward, which is called unconditional surrender, this is the time when the Creator makes a covenant with him. From Rabash 1, Article 19, you stand today, all of you. Dear World Kli, here we are today, all of us, a week before the World Congress in Europe. And we don't want to wait to any Congress, not wait for the right time to come. Rather, here and now. This is the time, this is the hour. How do we, throughout this lesson, reach a state where the Creator makes a covenant with us? This is the time, it is us. This is the hour. How do we, throughout this lesson, reach a state where the Creator makes a covenant with us? Please, this is a question, a task. How do we, throughout this lesson, reach a state where the Creator makes a covenant with us?
With the Creator, it's very simple. You need to want and to prove to Him that we truly need that covenant. Otherwise, it's impossible to receive anything from Him. And that's what we're doing amongst ourselves, creating this lack, building it up so that the Creator comes and clothes in it.
Yes, we ask for each other that the Creator will arrange the deficiency towards Him for us. And if we are here for that, then let Him help us. Let Him help my friends to rise above themselves and build a kli, a suitable, worthy deficiency.
We empower the 10 on duty who have prepared very nicely. We can see the efforts they made. We can really feel the force they put into their prayer. So let's join all our prayers together. Why are we sitting here? For how many years can we do it? Why wait? It's the most horrible thing there is. to think that there's a tomorrow, so to speak. So let's make an effort to achieve that prayer at least and push ourselves forward.
Yesterday, at the end of the lesson, I felt that we truly want and we're ready. And still, throughout the day, I felt many disconnections around our connection. And then I was also thinking, why? Because I truly felt that there was a desire. And the answer was, following my scrutiny, that we have to arrange our attitude to all of these disconnections and realize that it comes from the Creator, and this is what He wants, that we will constantly turn to Him in the good, in the bad, in the sense and in the sense to ascribe everything to Him, and that we will feel that we need Him.
Yes, we'll adhere to one another. Integrate, just suck out the desires, the lacks of each one and connect them together. And with the 10 on duty right now, it's also a wonderful example how we can start adhering to the necessity coming from Kola, just shaking the walls of our hearts. And with seriousness and responsibility, with every round of the workshop, let's treat it as seriously as possible and demand the Lord when He is present. We have nothing else to wait for. All of the conditions are already met.
The conditions are here. The Creator is here. He already did His share in the covenant, and He keeps doing it. We just have to seemingly build a vessel of sensation for the covenant that He's offering us, for the connection that He wants to build with us. And Kabbalists say that we have to come closer to each other on an internal level in such a way that we will no longer feel ourselves as separate. We will start to feel reality through the connection between us.
Yes, and that part of the covenant from our side, it comes from us not demanding the spiritual reward for ourselves, but rather, and most especially during the lesson, to ask for it for the friends. And we'll feel that collective care. Everyone is caring for one another. And that is our avut. So we'll implement the covenant on our side. So let's think about all the friends in the 10, in the world clean, prepare ourselves for the lesson.
To continue and ask that the Creator will keep us, will guard us, will be a part of us, that we will be aware of Him. And it will happen. It's all just a matter of efficiency.
Yes, to be in adhesion with Him, equivalence of form, all these words, but to really actually try to feel it, to ask for it, to be revealed in the front, in a mutual kind of manner.
Yes, and to be grateful for the privilege that we had to serve even a little bit, to get closer to the quality of bestowal, to get to know such great friends. And I think that is already a huge privilege that each one here has, that we touch such a sublime thing.
We need to be thankful. We need to request. It all depends on the lack. Nothing further to add. It's only our effort which determines the outcome.
and to push ahead, all the time, every lesson. Whatever will be revealed is good. The most important is to constantly be in this motion forward and not to calculate about what state we're in, rather to truly persuade ourselves, to be certain, confident that it's truly in the blink of the eye, it's possible each and every moment, and most importantly, every moment to ask for the friends to be in adhesion with the Creator.
You need a certain kind of flexibility with the Creator. He keeps changing the rules, so to speak. The ground keeps shifting. And we need to adapt to the new state, which He constantly sends, and to set it and then again adapt according to the changes which He shows us. He's never at rest. You never determine something and that's it. It's a kind of connection which is in motion.
Yeah, it doesn't matter whatever He arranges, whether it's for the good or for the worse.